This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
It's 8:30 on the dot, so we're going to start like every week, 8:30 on the dot. Welcome everyone, Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in this shiurim on Sefer Devarim, which is sponsored by Dr. Zakheim Umishpachta, Le'ilu Nishmas of Shalom Aleichem ben Rabbi Yaakov Zakheim, and Le'ilu Nishmas Rivka Bas Tuvia Halevi, and Rav David Ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi HaKoyen, Began Eden Tehem Nuchasim, they should be Melitzei Shem for their whole family. Ad Bias Gal Tzedek. Tonight's shiur is also dedicated, actually Sefer Devarim is dedicated, by my dear friend Rabbi Isaac Yosilevsky, Zechus Refuah Shlema, for his mother, Yafa Malka Esther Bas Leah, she should have Refuah Shlema, B'Sach Shar Chalei Yisrael. Tonight's shiur is dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, a young girl who was tragically killed in Florida, Rachel Aliza Bas Ora, who I was a friend of her father back in Queens, Rabbi Nisanov. Hashem should send the family Nechama and Refuah Shlema to her sister, Aviva Bracha Bas Ora. She should have a Refuah Shlema. Okay, I want to make sure everybody has the Sefer, Tzipisa Lishua. If you don't have it, it's available right here. Or you can get it on artscroll.com. Or you can get it in your local bookstore. The good news is, I have a lot of things I want to add. So hopefully we could get this into Lashon Kodesh soon. And maybe next printings will update it a little bit. But even today, you could look at it. We gave a clip today on a new opportunity. You know, there's a chapter in here, seven times during a meal to be Mitzapa Yeshua. I'll just give you a little heads up. You know, when you make a hamaitzi, you're supposed to put your 10 fingers on the bread, all 10 fingers. What, therefore, so let's say you have Lecha Mishnah. Sometimes you grab something from the freezer. You figure, okay, it's in the bag. I'll have Lech. No, you got to take it out of the bread. You got to get your 10 fingers on the bread. One of the reasons is, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. 10 words. All of the other brachas have 9 words. Bar Pri Eitz, Bar Pri Agav. But another reason is that the Pasuk in the Navi talks about how in the future Hashem is destined to bring, to make bread, loaves of bread grow on trees in Eretz Yisrael. So as a expression of your emunah and anticipation for the end of days that bread will grow on trees, so we put our 10 fingers on the bread. So a opportunity to be Mitzapa Yeshua is when you eat bread. Okay, let's speak about tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is Bitachain. What is Bitachain? Or in the Olam HaYeshivas they say Bitachin, you know? Bitachin. Actually, there's a story of an interaction between the Panovich Rav, Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman, and Ben Gurion. And the two of them met, and you know, Ben Gurion said, well, you know, we both have the same thing. You know, you have bitachin, and we have bitachon. You know, bitachon is the security, is, you know, the Israeli Defense Force. And Rabbi Kahneman said, and we have bitachin, we have faith. So Ben Gurion said, what's the difference? It's all the same, you know? It's bitachin. So the Panovich Rav said, no, the difference is one is a mil el and one is a mil ra. You know, in Lashon Kodesh, some words you emphasize the first syllable, some words you emphasize the last syllable. So in modern Hebrew, or actually in correct Hebrew, it's usually mil ra, bitachon. But in Yiddish, every word becomes mil el. It's really incorrect, but in Yiddish, every word is emphasized the first. So in Yiddish, you say bitachon. The thing is, bitachin is milel. Milel means from above. In other words, whether you trust in God comes from above. Trust in man, that's milra. That's bitachon. That comes from below. Okay, but we're going to talk about today, trust in Hashem. What does that mean? What is this midah? What does it do for a person? How do you acquire it? There's a lot of, it's a very popular midah today. Everybody says, yeah, have bitachon. What exactly does that mean? So, we have a few psukim in this week's parsha. You're going to war, and kisoymar bil vavcha, you're going to say, if you're going to say in your heart, rabim hagoyim ha'ela mimeni, these nations are more numerous than me. Echa ucha lahoy risham, how can I inherit them? So the pasuk says, no, don't say that. Lo yisira mehem, don't be afraid. Zachar tizkar, you should remember. Es asher asa Hashem lekach leparoi, that which Hashem did to paroi l'cham Mitzrayim. Hamasois hagadois asher ro'a enecha. All the great miracles, the wonders, the signs and the wonders, and the strong hand and the outstretched arm, asher hoitziacha Hashem lekecha, that Hashem took you out. God will do the same. What God did to Egypt, He will do to all the nations that you're afraid of. Not only that, v'gamis hatsira, even the wasp, this hornet, Yishalach Hashem lekechabam, God will send against him. This was a special hornet that blinded them, that rendered them impotent. Ad avoid hanisharim v'hanistarim mipanecha, until I destroy the remnant and those who are hiding from you. Loisaroitz mibneim, don't be scared. Ki Hashem lekechabekirbecha, God is in your midst. Kel gadol v'noira, great, awesome God. So basically, you're going to war. You're going to see tanks. You're going to see infantry. You're going to see armory. You're seeing weaponry. And you're going to say, they're more than us, because somehow, they're always more than us. We're always the ma'at mikalo amem. What does the pasuk say? Lo yisira mehem. Don't be afraid. What does it mean, don't be afraid? It's scary. How can you tell someone, don't be afraid? You know, if somebody's eating a donut, you could tell them, don't be afraid. But if somebody is facing an army that's larger than their own and facing weaponry which is more powerful than their own, how could you tell someone not to be afraid? Another thing is, does this have any relevance to our time? Is this a specific lav back in the year 2448 that Moshe Rabbeinu said you're going to go and you're going to face an army more powerful and more numerous than your own, don't be afraid? Or does this have relevance to our times? By the way, we have a similar pasuk in Kiseitze. Look at number 2. Kiseitze la milchama lo yivecha, when you go out to war against your enemy. Veroisa, and you see sus, a horse, verechev, and a chariot. Amrav, a great nation, mimcha, larger than you, bigger than you, more numerous than you, more numerous than you. Loisira mehem, don't be afraid, don't be scared. Ki Hashem Elokecha imach, because Hashem your God is with you. Hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim, who brought you out from the land of Egypt. So we have two very similar psukim. Look carefully, we have two very similar psukim. Pasuk number 1 in this week's parasha is, if you're going to say in your heart, the nations are more numerous than me, how can I inherit them or chase them out? So the pasuk says, don't be afraid. Remember what Hashem did in Mitzrayim. And then in Parshas Kiseitze la milchama, you're going to go out to war and you're going to see horses and chariots, rav mimcha, the same thing as in this week's parsha, rabim hagoyim ha'ilam imeni, or in Kiseitze, rav mimcha, no, don't be afraid. So you could technically learn that this was a specific prohibition that dates back 3,300 years ago, meaning in that generation, when they go to war and Hashem is with them, even though they're a small nation and they're fighting a mighty, powerful army, don't be afraid. You could technically learn this was a one-time prohibition. However, it is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yoina, and this is very relevant to these parshiyos, that all of the prohibitions that are mentioned in Sefer Devarim were not just for that generation. The Torah is an eternal Torah. So for instance, you know, when the pasuk says, don't say when you go into the land of Israel, it's because of your righteousness that Hashem is bringing you in and because of the wickedness of other nations of the world. No, it's not your righteousness. It's because of their wickedness and because of the merit of your forefathers. So you would think, okay, that's a specific lav, that when you go into the land of Israel, the Torah is saying, don't think it's because of your own righteousness, it's because of their wickedness and because of Hashem's promise to the Avais. But let's say I land a good job and I make a lot of money, then maybe I could say it's because I'm a big tzaddik. You know, maybe it's only that generation who was told, you're not being given the land of Israel because of your righteousness. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no. It's a paradigm. It's a lav in the Torah that if good things happen to you, you're not allowed to attribute it to your own righteousness. So Rabbeinu Yonah learns that all of the various lavim mentioned in Sefer Devarim were not one-time dispensations. They were not one-time prohibitions, but they're eternal. They need to be extrapolated for all time. And therefore, if the pasuk is saying, don't be afraid of a larger army than you, it's not just a one-time prohibition that when you're going into the land of Israel, don't be afraid of the nations of the world. And it's not even limited to when you're fighting a war to defend the land of Israel, or if you're fighting a war anywhere. It actually has nothing to do with war. Instead, Rabbeinu Yonah is going to learn, we're going to see in Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, that this is a general lav, that if you're in a difficult situation in life, and the tzara seems close, you should not be afraid. Why? Because the salvation of Hashem should be in your heart, and you should trust in it. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, this has nothing to do with entering the land of Israel. There's nothing to do with war. This is a general concept in life. When a Jew is in a bind, and it looks like his back is up against the wall, you shouldn't be scared. You should think, Hashem is with me, and the salvation is close. And you should trust in that. Now, what does that mean, trust in that? Does that mean a person is not allowed to be worried in life? Or not allowed to be anxious? Or not allowed to be scared? Is it a lav in the Torah to be scared? So let's see. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva.
Is there a reason why it's said it twice? Is there a difference?
There are many prohibitions that are repeated many, many, many times. The Gemara says in Makkos, if you eat an ant, not if you eat your ant, if you eat an ant, you get 8 lavin. If you learn Torah, you get 32 mitzvahs, because it says 32 times in the Chumash to learn Torah. So the fact that it's repeated, many, many things are repeated. But let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, first he quotes a pasuk in this week's Parsha, Kisoymar b'vav charab ma'agom elu m'meni echau chali hoi yisham lo yisir mehem. And number two, he quotes a pasuk in Kiseitze, and Rabbeinu Yonah says, tonight we're going to be focusing on the definition of bitachon in the worldview of Rabbeinu Yonah, one of the great Rishonim. He was a cousin of the Ramban. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Husharnu bazeh she'em yireh ha'adam kitzara kroiva. If a person sees that the difficult situation is close, tia yeshuas Hashem belibay, the salvation of Hashem should be Bilvavai, in his heart. Meaning, you should be thinking of how Hashem is going to save you. V'yivtach aleha. And you should rely on it. Ke'inyin shenemar, ach karoiv li'reyav yishai. Close, close to those who fear him is Hashem's salvation. So, this is not limited to war. That means, let's apply it to war. If someone's on the battlefront, and all of a sudden, he sees he's in a bind, he sees he's being surrounded, he sees there's no way out, the Torah is saying, don't be afraid. You should envision the salvation and trust in it. Or, let's say someone is in a bad, can't find a job. He's saying, how in the world am I ever going to support my family? How am I going to get out of this financial mess? They should be thinking, even though I haven't found a job in 17 years, I can find one tomorrow. You should envision it, and you should trust Hashem's going to bail you out. Or if somebody has a health scare, and they're worried, how am I ever going to get out of this mess? You know, it seems bleak. They should envision Hashem has many ways to save them, and you should trust in it. Or if somebody's looking for any kind of yeshua, a zivug, and they say, this is not happening for me, you know, I met already so many people, I don't know, how am I going to find the right one? Find the right one, you should think, all it will take, it could be the next phone call, and the salvation of Hashem is very close. This is the mitzvah bitachon. We're going to try to explore exactly what it is, identify it, and describe what it feels like, and is there ever room for worry, anxiety, concern? Well, we're going to try to explore the worldview of Rabbeinu Yonah on the mitzvah of bitachon. Now, so David pointed out, why does Rabbeinu Yonah bring two psukim? In the Perush on Rabbeinu Yonah, Zehashar, he brings that we're warned here. In other words, this is not a positive command. It's a negative command. Don't be afraid. You're not allowed to be afraid. And the reason why he brings two psukim, in other words, both of these psukim are azharos for not being scared and not being afraid. What's interesting is there's a perush on Rabbeinu Yonah on the Shari Tshuva called Dalsei Teshuva. and he says that both of these psukim, Rabbi Yonah is applying to be tachin, they both are the same inyan, not to be afraid from the tsara of an enemy, and or any tsara, but rather we should have bitachon on Hashem that the Yeshua is karov. But and he says you should know that Rabbeinu Yonah was not the one who made these letters. In other words, a different chacham who came after Rabbeinu Yonah categorized them as two separate paragraphs, but really they belong together. Both of these psukim are referring to the mitzvah of bitachon. Okay, so now we're going to explore from Rabbeinu Yonah's commentary on Sefer Mishlei, what exactly is bitachon? You see, what we read now is from the Sefer Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva is a book Rabbeinu Yonah wrote describing the process of tshuva. So in Shar Aleph, Rabbeinu Yonah talks about the 20 ingredients of tshuva. And Rabbeinu Yonah says the reason you need 20 ingredients, tshuva is like cleaning off a stain. So if you have a regular stain, let's say you're eating Cheerios, and you spilled some Cheerios, some cereal and milk on your white shirt. Big deal, that's coming off very easily. You could basically take some hot water on a towel, on a shmata, and you're good to go. You know, maybe you need some ironing after. Then if it's not Cheerios and milk, if it's lasagna, then you might need to get, what kind of detergent do they use over there? In
Clorox.
What?
Clorox.
Clorox is not detergent. That's bleach, no?
Bleach will take it out.
Bleach will take it out. Anyone know about detergents? I was just checking. I didn't think any of the guys would even know brands of detergent. Okay. But you need detergent. And if you get pen on your shirt, and I don't want to, I'll tiftach pel satan, but you know, it has happened to me. Let's just say it has happened to me. I'll give you a little tip, by the way. You know, because I like to throw in free advice, unsolicited free advice. If you ever get pen on your shirt, isopropyl rubbing alcohol. It's very effective, okay? Very effective. You put a little bit on, comes right out. Now, you could send it to, you know, and they're going to put on all kinds of detergents, and it may or may not. Isopropyl, yeah, Mayor? You mask him? Yeah, Mayor, well, it works. So, anyway, so tshuva is like detergent. The worse the stain, sometimes you need a lot of ingredients. So Rabbeinu Yonah lists 20 ingredients of tshuva. In Chelek Beis, Rabbeinu Yonah talks about the ideas that will inspire someone to do tshuva. So we just quoted from Chelek Gimel, which is a list of all the mitzvahs in order of, he lists the mitzvahs d'rabbanan, mitzvahs sase, mitzvahs loy sase sheyesh by kareis, and so on and so forth. Rabbeinu Yonah also wrote a classic commentary on Mishlei, which we are about to explore. Rabbeinu Yonah is explaining the psukim, Al tira mipachad pesaim. Do not be afraid of a sudden frightening situation. Umishayas rishayim kisavai, in the dread of the wicked that it comes. Ki Hashem yeh bechislecha. God will be with your footstep. Vishamar raglecha milachet. He'll guard your foot from tripping. So it's saying, don't be afraid of a sudden, frightening situation. Hashem will be with your footstep. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah now here begins to describe the phenomenon and the avenue of Avodas Hashem called Bitachon. What exactly is Bitachon? So he starts like this. The simple reading of the pasuk is, don't be afraid of a sudden, frightening situation. Hashem will be with your footstep. Rabbeinu Yonah explains that tzaddikim who guard themselves from sin and trust in Hashem, Hashem will make miracles for them. Okay? So the first thing Rabbeinu Yonah does is he couples together bitachon with observance. So almost don't think you could just, you know, live how you want to live, act like you want to act, and then all of a sudden, you wonder, why am I in this predicament? Why is this bad thing happening to me? Well, maybe it's because of your actions. And then expect you could just trust in Hashem, He's going to bail you out. Rabbeinu Yonah begins that the process of bitachon has to be combined with shmiras haTorah. So if basically you are living the way you're supposed to live and you have trust in Hashem, then Hashem will miraculously bail you out. Okay, but that doesn't sound very soothing, because most of the time what people are scared of is they say, I know if I would be a complete tzaddik, Hashem would bail me out. The problem is, if only people would know my true colors, I don't have a right to have bitachon. So it's not very helpful to tell people, don't worry, if you're a tzaddik and you trust in Hashem, everything will be okay, because who could say they're a tzaddik? So it's not a very helpful definition, so we need to explore further. Let's continue. What I did was, I broke up this Rabbeinu Yonah on Mishlei into six parts, and each of these six parts, I want to highlight to you the main themes that Rabbeinu Yonah teaches us. So if you look on the ninth line on page two, he says, "V'hinei nedaber al bir habitachin." Let's discuss the definition of bitachin. Ki hu mishoyresh ho'amuna. Bitachin is rooted in belief in Hashem. Meaning, step one is you got to believe in Him. If you don't believe in Him, you can't trust in Him. You can't trust someone who you don't believe exists. So it is rooted in amuna. Like it says, betach b'Hashem va'asei toiv shechoin eretz ure'ei amuna. Shepherd Emuna, which means if you want to have bitachin, you have to have a strong belief in Hashem, and then you could come to trust in Him. I just want to point out, this very pasuk says va'aseh toiv, that it's going to help your bitachon if you're living life the way you're supposed to live. I will tell you that the Chafetz Chaim has a very sympathetic and merciful understanding of this, namely, as long as you're not actively rebelling against Hashem, even if sometimes a person sins, one has a right to trust in Hashem. You don't have to be, Hashem doesn't say you can only trust in me if you're a tzaddik. Hashem says, as long as you don't try to rebel against me actively, you could trust in me. But we're going to come to that further. So what exactly is bitachon? We know that it's predicated on emunah. But what is bitachon? Rabbeinu Yonah says, a few lines down, Veda, ki habitachon ha-emunah ha-berura. Bitachon is clear belief in Hashem. V'hischazek ha-lev, and strengthening of the heart, v'yeshuas Hashem Yisbarach, in Hashem's salvation, v'hissamach ha-lev emes, and really leaning on Him. Meaning, a person's in a jam. He believes Hashem is out there, but he's scared. His heart is melting. His heart is frightened. He's very anxious. What is bitachin? Bitachin is having your emunah strengthen your heart in Hashem's salvation. So now, what it's going to do is, it's going to take the edge off. You're still a human being. Human beings are sometimes scared or worried or apprehensive or anxious. What bitachin will do is, it will strengthen the heart. It strengthens our heart. You won't melt. Okay? That's the definition of bitachon. But now Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's wonderful. But what about all the tzaddikim who are afraid that I believe in Hashem and I know Hashem could save me, but I'm afraid because of my sins? We even, Yaakov Avinu, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayitzalai. Yaakov was afraid and he was distressed. Where the pasuk says, Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid. Fortunate someone who's always afraid of sin. So how do we understand, how could you ever have bitachon in Hashem? But any honest person will be able to identify shortcomings in their service of Hashem, and that's going to make them scared. So we're going to have to come back to that. Let's now slowly, step by step, unpack. You know, I never used that word in my life before, but this has become such a in vogue word, right? Unpack, I can't believe I said that. Yeah. the fundamental aspects of bitachon, and then we're gonna try to apply it to our regular life. What is bitachon? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, let me give you a mashal. The first elementary level of bitachon is analogous to someone who works for the king. And he's always working for the king in happiness and good-hearted, because when the king hired him, the king said, I'm gonna pay you. But he hasn't gotten paid. But he continues to work honestly with good cheer because he knows the king is going to make good on his word. So too, somebody who has trust in Hashem, The first level of trust is, even if we do mitzvahs every day, and you're wondering, you know, when do the benefits kick in? Like, when does the reward part happen? Like, you know, I'm doing my part, when does the reward part? So you say, what do you mean? Who says there is reward in this world? Who says there isn't, by the way? Schara b'hai amalek. There's no reward in this world. You only get like health insurance and bonuses. Okay? You don't schara b'hai amalek. There is no reward in this world. You only get pay rise. But so like, okay, so when am I getting my bonus? You know, when's the bonus kicking in? So says, and sometimes the person says, well, the bonus, but I have all these problems in life. So Rabbi Yonah says, even if a person experiences tzarais, he should strengthen himself in his service of Hashem, and he should have bitachon that his reward will be doubled and quadrupled. Hashem is choosing what's best for him, and if what's best is to have difficulty in this world, it's to give him more reward in ultimately. Rabbi Yonah quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Va'ani amarti," I'm in the middle column of page 2. Va'ani amarti lo rikya gati l'toyu v'hevel koichi kelisi achein mishpati es Hashem upeulasi es alekai. That means, sometimes I say, says Shlomo HaMelech, I have so many problems, what am I doing all these mitzvahs for? No, it's not true. All the problems are for my benefit. It's so that my ultimate reward is complete. Now, says Rabbi Yonah, and therefore, a person is miyachel. That's a very important word. Okay? You ever hear the word miyachel? Miyachel means to have hope. The idea of being miyachel, to have hope, is rooted in bitachon. Okay? This is a very important concept. Because when a person is in a difficult situation, his bitachon in Hashem, his confidence in Hashem, will instill in him and imbue in him haychala, hope. It gives him hope that things could be okay. So one of the things a person should hope for is that ultimately I'm going to get perks in this world. Even if right now I'm having a lousy day and I woke up in the morning and I tripped on my, you know, slippers and then I couldn't find my toothbrush and I have, you know, nothing's going right for me today, not in my job and not in my family and even the weather is lousy. A person should have haychala that Ribbono Shel Olam will give you peiros in this world. And this taicheles is yun out of bitachon. Meaning, envisioning and thinking about your trust in Hashem will instill in you a hope that in this world you're going to get perks. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah then breaks down three aspects of what will emanate from bitachon. Number one, if you trust in Hashem, you'll have hope that you'll have good things happen to you in this world. But you said, but I thought you don't get reward in this world. You don't get reward, but you get side benefits. And if you trust in Hashem, you can have hope that you're going to have perks in this world. So for example, if you give tzedakah, the Gemara says, let's say you give tzedakah so that your child lives, or you give tzedakah so that you become wealthy. That's not a reward, but it's a side benefit. And you're allowed to have bitachon that God's going to send you perks in this world. Number two, you're allowed to have hope that because of Hashem's power and wonder and wondrous ability, He's going to help you out in this world. And you're allowed to have hope that even if you don't see reward in this world, you're vouchsafed, you're guaranteed to get an Olam Haba. So you say, hey, I never thought about bitachon that way. Having bitachon in being rewarded for my mitzvah, isn't that a given? Okay, if it's a given to you, that means you're a very big Baal bitachon. But the elementary level of bitachon is, even though you don't quite see it, but you trust that Hashem will save you reward for the world to come and give you perks in this world. Okay? Number two, next step. You ready? Number two is, yes, Tzipisa Yeshua. Having bitachon that every single promise the Navi made of what will happen in the end of days and will happen to the Jewish people. You're confident, you trust, Hashem will make every single word happen. That's the next level of bitachon. Okay, so you say, that's not why I came to the shir tonight. I want to know what bitachon has to do with my life right now. So here we go. The next step is, what bitachon demands from a person is to realize, and obviously we all know this, we always pay lip service to this, that everything is bidei shamayim. What does it mean everything is bidei shamayim? Hashem could change any situation in a dime. Don't say, I was born in a bad mazel, so I have a rotten life. It's given. Or, you know, this week is just going to be bad. No. Every moment of life is bidei shamayim, and it could change in a dime. And it's not difficult for Hashem to change any situation. That is, bitachon requires a person, when they assess, you know, people assess, my life? Yeah, it's basically good, but I have these couple things that are just, you know, bottomless pit. I have these problems in life that I don't wish on anybody, that, you know, I'm going to be dealing with this forever. Everybody says that they have issues in there. I have issues that they're just my issues, you know? There's no way around it. No, a person shouldn't write off anything in their life that it's irreconcilable. It's not fixable. Anything in life is efshar lasakein. Now look at these words. These are very powerful words. Look in the last column on page 2. Vigam ki tsara kroiva. Even though the distress looks, the tsara looks very close. It looks like the tsara is inching closer. Yeshua say lovei kroiva. You should always think the salvation is even closer than that. As close as you think the difficulty is, one should always imagine the salvation is even closer. Nothing is preventing Hashem from bringing that salvation. Look a couple lines down. V'yeda be'emes, you should know in truth. Ki hu rav lo hoshia mikol tzara. Hashem is abundantly able to save from any distress. V'yeshuasai keheref ayin. Hashem's salvation could come in a blink of an eye. And therefore, even if the situation seems absolutely bleak, with the knife on the throat, gam im acherev munachas al tzavara yishal adam, a person should hope for the salvation. Like the pasuk says, "Hein yiktalani lo yayachal." Even if God looks like He's killing me, I hope to Him. This hope is atzula min habitachin. Listen very carefully. From bitachin comes. You might not have heard of this concept. It's called teicheles. Teicheles is hope. Someone who trusts in Hashem, which means you believe in Him, you know He controls every situation, you know He could change any situation, you know nothing is stopping Him, preventing Him, hindering Him from controlling any situation, that should always inspire a person with hope. One should never in life feel hopeless. One should never give up hope of any situation. That's why it says, "Bitchu bai b'chol eis," trust in Him at all times. All times means even when it seems impossible. And then the pasuk says, "Bitchu b'Hashem adayad." Who knows the next words? "Bitchu b'Hashem adayad ki b'ka Hashem tzoray lamim." What does it mean, "ki b'ka Hashem tzoray lamim"? Trust in Him because Hashem created this world and the world to come. And if God was able to control, create this world and the world to come, He obviously has the ability and the capability to change any situation. Therefore, trust in Him in any case. Now, part of this is like this. You know, I don't really think that this situation is hopeless because my friend Johnny, he's going to bail me out. You know, I could rely on my friend over here. So this is not a desperate situation because I could always rely on Pliny Almoini. No, part of bitachon is never trust in any person. Never put your faith in any person. You know, whatever you're doing, you say to yourself, you know, I have a really good job because you know, the boss is my brother-in-law's best friend. Never think that way. Don't think, I'm comfortable in my job. I work for the family. Who do you trust in? You can never put your trust in man. In a person's mind, they should remove any reliance. Sure, you have gratitude to people who help you, and you're appreciative of them, and you have to show people who help you that you recognize that they're the shliach of Hashem to help you, but you can't, in your mind, put faith in any human being. By the same token, a person always has to believe nobody in this world could harm you. There's nobody who could do anything to you. Nobody could hurt your reputation. Nobody could harm you financially, physically, emotionally. It's all b'yad Hashem. Hakol b'yad Hashem. That's part of the mitzvah of bitachin. Now, you know what this is going to do for you? If you turn over, says Rabbeinu Yonah, about 10 lines down.
Ooh. 10 lines down.
I'm not available right now because I'm giving the shiur. Wow. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, lo yerach levavai. Let your heart never melt. You can never let your heart melt. Never be scared of a tzara, because Hashem Yisbarach is Rav Lahoshia. Acharei sha'atzara kroiva umuchenes kamoi lufnei atzara. God is equally able to save when the tzara is not here, when the tzara is present. So therefore, a person should never allow his heart to melt. Hashem has many avenues of salvation. Look at these words. Kamarevach v'hatzala lefanav. Hashem has many avenues of salvation. V'harbe imay fadus. Hashem is able to redeem in numerous ways. Imkein eich yecharad halev v'yimas. How could a person allow his heart to melt? Halo yatikva techazkeyu. His hope, his meaning, his trust in Hashem's ability and his hope that Hashem will exercise that ability will strengthen his heart. Now this is very important. So that means there's a very complex dichotomy that's taking place in the heart of somebody who has something that they're worried about. Because on the one hand, they're anxious, they're worried, they're apprehensive. And on the other hand, their heart is strengthened from the confidence they have that inspires great hope. So what the hope is going to do, we're going to see, it's going to take the edge off the worry. The mitzvah bitachin, which inspires hope, is going to take the edge off of the worry. Now look at these beautiful words. Look in Dalet. Ukefi gedulas hatikva. According to the extent of the hope that you have, the oimetz halev, and according to the extent of how strong your heart is, b'toicheles, in its hope, tigdal malas hanefesh, the attribute of the soul will become greater. In other words, the measure of the greatness of a soul is the amount of hope and how strong the heart is in the face of a difficult situation. The greater the hope, the greater the strengthening of the heart, the greater the maila of the nefesh. Like it says, Al yerach levavchem, do not let your heart melt. Al tiru v'al techbizu. Then Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the two psukim that he quotes in Shari Tshuva that we mentioned in the beginning of this year. Number one, you're going to see horse, chariot, numerous nation, don't be afraid. And number two, Laisira mehem, Zachar tizkar, Esa shar asa Hashem alekecha, leparoi ulechol Mitzrayim. So what should you do? So here, the Pharaoh is coming at me. He has a million tanks, and I have 17 tanks. So I shouldn't be afraid? No. You shouldn't be afraid. Could Hashem flick them away? Yeah, Hashem could flick them away. So should I be afraid? Yes, you should be afraid. You know what you should be afraid of? You should be afraid of sin. When the danger comes, you should be afraid of sin. Who was afraid of sin? Yaakov Avinu. Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. And that fear of sin should bring you to fear Hashem. And now that you're afraid of Hashem, that should elevate you to have trust in Him. And when you have trust in Him, you're going to have hope and your heart won't melt. So many people think, you know, Yira Shamayim is debilitating. No. Yira Shamayim is necessary to have bitachain. Because you see, if you're afraid of man, you're not afraid of God. But the more fear of God you have, the more you realize the only thing that I need to be afraid of is Hashem. And if the only thing I need to be afraid of is Hashem, that's because Hashem controls everything and could change everything. Fear of sin promotes bitachain. It does not detract from bitachain. Fear of sin is the predecessor, is the precursor of bitachain, is the prerequisite of bitachain. Fear of sin is not a contradiction to bitachain. You can't have bitachain until all fear is channeled to fear of sin. That will inspire you to fear Hashem. Fear of Hashem will strengthen your hope and your trust in Him. However, says Rabbeinu Yonah, if someone's heart melts in difficulty, in tzara, it's because they never train themselves in the midah bitachain. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's possible that a person could believe everything is biyad Hashem, but because they never strengthen themselves and never train themselves in the midah and the madrega bitachain, so their heart is softened and their heart is melted. However, Rabbeinu Yonah says, when the Pasuk tells us in Mishlei, Cherdas Adam Yitein Moikesh, what that means is being afraid of man or other things in life besides Hashem, that itself is a sin. However, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ubaiteach Bashem Yisugav, through trust in Hashem you will soar, meaning if a person has a difficult situation, and naturally it should cause them to like be paralyzed, and they strengthen themselves in their trust in Hashem, that alone, that merit alone, is enough of a zechus to save them from the situation. The bitachon alone is enough is enough of a merit for Hashem to save us from the situation. Okay, so what exactly am I trusting in? What am I having trust in? Take a look. 9 lines in the bottom of the middle column on page 3. Oid Yischayev, Inyan Abitachain, Livtoyach Be'emes, Al Rachame Hashem Yisparach, Ki Rabim Rachamav, Ve'al Roiv Chasadav. You know what I'm having Bitachain in? I have trust, not that I'm a tzaddik. I have faith and I have trust in Hashem's abundant mercy and His great kindness. Yamin b'midos, I believe in Hashem's midos harachamim. So for example, I have trust, v'ani b'chastecha batachti. You know that song? V'ani, you want to sing it? B'chastecha batachti. Yeah, v'ani b'chastecha batachti, it says in Tehillim. I trust in your chesed. That's what you a person trusts in. Or in Tehillim Nun Beis, Batachti Bechesed Elohim. Ah. But what if I look at myself and I say, me? I'm average at best. I'm not even average. I have so many averos. So what kind of bitachon could I have? I know Hashem has abundant mercy, but maybe I deserve abundant tzara. So how could a person have bitachain? Says Rabbeinu Yonah. That's why David HaMelech says, "Bechesed Elohim Olam Vaed," to trust in Hashem forever and ever. Bechol Eis. Look at these words. Gam biyois hatzara kroiva, hatikva atzula min habitachain hazeh. Hope is hewn out of this bitachain. Even if a person has many and awesome sins, Yekavel Rachamei Hashem Yisbarach. A person could have faith in God's mercy, even if a person is wicked. Like it says, Ki lo yaltzid koiseinu anachnu apiyum tachneinu fanecha. Ki arachamecha harabim. You know that song? How do you know all these songs? Ki arachamecha harabim. I'm not trusting on your right, on our righteousness, but on your abundant mercy. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Divrei avoinois gavru many, even if the many sins prevail over me, pishainu ata techapre, Hashem, you will forgive my averois. Yachel Yisrael el Hashem, kiyam Hashem hachesed, veharbe imoy fudus. You know what this means? Even if our sins are too great to bear, harbe imoy fudus, Hashem's ability to redeem us is greater and could prevail over even our numerous sins. So that's the first thing to trust in. We have bitachon in the rachamav hamerubim, in Hashem's abundant kindness, His abundant mercy, and His tremendous chesed. That's the first thing we trust in the rachamei shamayim. Number two is like this. If a person is experiencing a difficulty, and he's humbled before it, and it hurts, and it's painful, and a person humbles himself, a person could then have bitachin in Hashem, that Hashem will have mercy on him because of the tzara. That a person could then be entitled not only to have bitachin in the rachamei shamayim, but that Hashem will have mercy on him because of the tzara itself. Mipnei hachna osoi, Hashem will have mercy. Like it says in Eicha, Zachar Anyi umerudi la'ana v'roish, zachar tizkar v'sashoyach alai nafshi, zois oshiv alibi alkein oichil chaste Hashem kiloy samnu, that we trust in Hashem's kindness, that He's going to bail us out because He's being merciful because of this tzara. Okay, this will now be the conclusion. So, a person is facing, nobody should ever have to face, Hashem should give everyone only shefa, bracha, revealed kindness and revealed goodness. But when in a situation where a tzara approaches and a person is afraid because of his sins, so on the one hand, the person feels fear. On the other hand, the person feels a certain hope. We call it ha-toicheles, the toicheles, the hope, ho-atsula min ha-bitachin, that's yunat of bitachin. So how do these feelings play out? Is it like 50-50? 50% anxiety, 50% hope? Says Rabbi Yoina, v'da. Ki-ha-toicheles ho-atsula min ha-bitachin hazah. This hope that is yunat of trust in Hashem. Yechazek hatoicheles, the hope should be strong. Ad ki kasher tikra v'atzara, when the tzara approaches, v'yira me'avinoisav, and he's afraid of his sins. Lo yiyah shokol apachad im hatikva, the fear will not be equal to the hope. Ach techzak hatikva mimenu, the hope will be stronger than the fear. Doesn't mean there won't be any apprehension, but in terms of the overall mindset, the hope will prevail over the fear. That is the mitzvah of bitachin. That is what we call the toicheles, that is yun out of the bitachin. Ki chaste ach techsa katikva mimenu, ki chaste Hashem Yisbarach yasrim al kol avin, will lift up from any sin. Umerachim al kol hanichna mevakish rachamim, Hashem will be merciful on those who are humbled and ask for mercy. Like it says in Yoina, Ki chanun v'racham hu, erach apayim, v'rav chesed, v'nicham al hara. Now, you ready for this? Maybe you've heard of this pasuk. It's also a song, by the way. Kaveh al Hashem, chazak v'yameitz libecha. You know, back in our time, you know, these were the songs that they used to sing, you know? But these newfangled guys, I don't know what they're singing today, you know? Back in the day, they had real music, you know? So, Kaveh El Hashem. What does Kaveh mean? Hope. Kaveh Hashem. So now we understand. If you have hope in Hashem, Chazak V'yametz Libecha. It's going to strengthen your heart. See, until you had hope in Hashem, you had a difficult, you're just scared. You're scared. And this, and fear is, it's like you can't operate. It's debilitating. That's the correct word. It's debilitating. Fear is debilitating. But Kaveh El Hashem, someone who has bitachon, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, the toicheles is yun out of bitachon. It's like carved out of bitachon. Then the hope you have in Hashem, it will strengthen your heart. If your heart is strengthened, you can operate again. And says Rabbeinu Yonah, once the tikva is ma'ametz your heart, then the strengthened heart will allow you to have even greater hope. So that's the three-step process. Tikva, toicheles, which comes from bitachon, it allows your heart not to melt, it allows your heart to be strengthened, and then the highest madrega is that strengthened heart can now produce even greater hope. So this is an important teaching in this week's parsha. It's not only referring to seeing a lot of horses or a lot of chariots, but in life in general, whatever situations that we have to navigate, and there are always hurdles and impediments, but we should try as best as we can to elevate ourselves out of debilitating fear. How? By firmly focusing on our natural, deep-seated emunah in Hashem, which should allow us to trust in a real way in Hashem's ability to change any situation, karef ayin, and not that we're deserving of it, but we trust in Hashem's great rachamim, abundant possibilities of saving us, and if not that, then Hashem's rachamim on us, that He feels the pain that we're going through, and that will, so to speak, inspire Hashem to be merachim on us. That will strengthen our heart. That hope will strengthen our heart. And then the highest level we aspire to is that with a strengthened heart. That means, think about it, you know, we're overcoming natural fear. You know, a human being is a basar adam. Fear is something real. You know, we bring it upon ourselves, but it's a real feeling. You know, it's an emotional feeling. But the power of bitachon is that it could literally take the edge off this debilitating feeling to the extent where our heart is strengthened, and then we could, so to speak, hope to even a more powerful way. And let's just end off. Rabbeinu Yonah says, the more hope we have, and the more we strengthen our heart, tigdal malas hanefesh, the elevation of the soul will be magnified, will become greater. And in that zechus, may Hashem be mashpia on all of us. Only shefa, bracha, v'hatzlacha, ad bias kol tzedek. Thank you very much. Shkoyach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.